Hey Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, 88.9 FM, and today I'm talking with Danielle St. Vincent. Now, Danielle is a broker, a real estate broker for RE/MAX, and you have a lot of experience. I think you've been in the business for over 15 years?
That's right. That's right. I started actually 17. It's been 17 years ago this year. That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Good. Congratulations. Yeah. And you have a team, Terry Goodsell and Maxim Messier, too, I believe.
Yes, well, actually, we through the years, you know, it's hard to be everywhere at the same place, of course, and it's we are so involved. I love what I do, but at times, you know, we can't be at two places at the same time. And Terry joined me about going on 2 years ago. And she brought to my business more so, and it's all about trust. And Maxim, well, he's a new add-on, and they all speak English, and we're a team because we have fun and we believe in what we're doing. But of course, I'm still there. So
that's good. Good to know, Danielle. Yes. Okay, so what's going on with the business right now with RE/MAX?
The business is still going on. It's just that the real estate profession has been very closely regulated during the COVID crisis. So the rules are often changing about what is and what isn't allowed. So, for example, we are legislated on a professional association called OACIQ, which people could have access to for question, information, status on suspension or disciplinary action about agent. That association represents consumers, does not represent us, brokers. So up to the 20th of April, even as of yesterday, we keep having changes into regulations. For instance, are we allowed to show houses? Are we allowed to do visits? Are we allowed to take over a contract of sale? Such things as that. Until the 20th, on the 20th of April, we were allowed to basically not show any houses, but to take mandates. Taking mandates means going into the property, give an opinion of the market value, talking with the clients, completing the forms, you know, contract, declaration of seller, taking pictures, doing research, going to City Hall. All that was not possible. So anybody who wanted to put their house up to then had to come directly from the owner. So the owner had to take their own pictures. The owner had to help us out through virtual visits, to all about electronically, right? So that after the 20th, any new houses that comes on the market, we cannot visit. But the exception now is that any people, any vendors or buyers that have to sell or move in by the 31st of July, we are allowed, under certain rules and restrictions, showing houses and taking mandates. So, as an example, anybody who's 7 years old and any children are not allowed to come to the visit, even though they have to buy. So one person at a time has to come in the property, cannot touch anything, has to wear gloves, has to wear masks. The building inspectors are back at work, but they could only inspect by themselves, nobody else. The vendor cannot be in the house. And all that is done with signatures of different documents to be sure that you haven't been sick for 14 days, that you are in a situation where it's an emergency that you have to move in. So visits are still prohibited unless, like I said, there's an emergency, such as a personal, absolutely requiring a residence by the 31st of July. So it's difficult for people, and it's difficult for us as brokers, because we want to respect the rules. It's easy to say, let's go in, but no, we have to be careful, and it doesn't stop us doing our business. So the business that I've been doing, for instance, I did sell properties within since the COVID has been, the restrictions have been in place. So the market, to me so far, seems good. Okay. But that's another question.
Good. The market is good. I'm glad to hear that. So the next question would actually be, what advice would you have for anybody wanting to buy or sell a house right now? And
well, unless, okay, first of all, like I said, we should talk about the market. But first of all, if you are, if you have to sell a property because you have to, for instance, a transfer, as an example, somebody has to transfer, has to leave the country or leave for another job and somewhere else by the 31st of July. Or if you have a buyer, then the same thing. If you have to absolutely sign a place by the 31st of July, then yes, then you call us and we will take care together to as a process. As for a vendor, we still cannot meet. We still cannot visit the property, give an opinion. It all has to be done virtually. But, I mean, hopefully we expect by maybe a week or two, we'll be back with, again, under certain structure and requirements back on the field. I hope so.
Any advice? I know there's a lot of people wanting to maybe sell their house right now, or there's a lot looking to buy a house too.
Well, like I say, if it's not an emergency, well, you have to wait. If it is, then we'll do the work. Now, what's the market like currently? If you have to, we'll take you through the process. But if you have to, so far, I don't see, as an overall, the houses have continued to be sold at pre-COVID price, if I could say that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you call us to give you an opinion, we will give an opinion as of the pre-COVID, and they've sold. I've sold three properties. So the price yet hasn't been affected. The demand right now, the house that I've sold, are people that were needed houses, okay? So the basically, thinking of buying or selling at this time, I would say that so far the evidence is that things haven't changed very much. But of course, if there's a major downturn in the economy as a whole, then we'll have an impact over a long time, or over a longer period. So I, at this point, don't see an impact yet, because our demand is quite high. Our house supply is limited in good locations, like Lenoxville, so that most properties should hold their value. So if you have to, we'll help you. If it's not an emergency, like I say, we'll have to wait. Mm-hmm. I would take the opportunity of the time to get the house ready. You know, do little paintings here and there, things that you know, you always wanted to do. And of course, as always, Terry, Maxim, and myself are available to help and answer any questions, because we miss it, right? I mean, as we are working from home, but we miss the social interaction, seeing my clients, seeing our clients, even though we're still working. You know, it's working differently.
You're all very social, and I don't think anybody really saw this coming until all of a sudden, bang, it was right upon us.
Well, exactly. And as we turn around, we have to take care of our own selves, right? Our own family. My mother's in Sherbrooke, and I see her from a distance regularly when dropping groceries. I talk to my daughter in Montreal and son in Lenoxville on most days. So, and we are doing some renovation at the house, painting, but walking in the forest with our little Enzo, our mini pinch. But I think we're all going to come out as better people, honestly, after this. Yes.
Good. What's your message to your clients or your future clients?
The COVID crisis, I think, has been difficult for many people, but it's also showed us all how we can handle such an event as a community. I think we're all very grateful, of course, for the health professionals and all the others like you who have maintained the basis of supply and services. You know, we hear you on the radio. It's a great connection, great medium. But maybe I think a more caring world will come out of this event. I hope so.
I hope so, too. I've seen a lot of caring people, you know, step up to the plate during this, and it's really nice to see.
Yes.
How they can get in touch with you?
Sure. Well, of course, it's all our websites, Danielle Saint-Vincent, Terry Goodsell, or Maxime Messier at RE/MAX. There's our website. Our phone, you know, the phone, the office is 819-822-2222, but a direct call on our cell that's listed on our website is always nice because I like to answer my phone right away. So we are available, and we are full of energy, and we're gonna have even more energy when we start back and listing houses and having people coming and looking at them. Always, I think it's gonna be under a different way of doing things, but we will be there for you.
Okay,
and thank you, Maureen and Dale for all of this. It's I'm happy you're giving me this opportunity to send a message.
Well, you certainly have a lot of energy, you and your team. That's one thing I really notice and really love about you guys. Anything else you'd like to add, Danielle, before we go?
No, except be good and stop watching the news. No, I shouldn't say that on air.
That's bad. You can say that on air.
but enjoy life as much as possible. We are doing great in the Eastern Township, I think. We're lucky to be here, and we're lucky to have the people that we have in this area. So, and looking forward to seeing all of you again, I must say.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Danielle, and all the best to
you. You're welcome. You're welcome, Maureen.
Bye. Okay, bye.